Bill Bellamy is in Atlanta. He opens tonight for Toni Braxton. Right now, he's on the set of Fox in Atlanta. He does the he's doing the morning show.
He's multitasking, yeah. Multimedia tasking.
I'm on Good Day Atlanta right now.
All right, man. You talk to your homeboy, your cousin Shaq, man.
Man, you know Shaq does everything, man.
I see.
Shaq got a body. He got like a muscle rub. He got a he on TNT. You know what I'm saying? He was a genie. Now
he's got a Lyft commercial.
Now he a Lyft driver. He getting all the money.
And how did he get in that car?
First of all, that's a lie. He can't even fit in the Buick in that commercial. Now that he in a Lyft car.
And Shaq how do you not know you sitting next to Shaq?
First of all, his head is through the sunroof, so you see him when you roll up. Every car that Shaq has is custom. He came over to my house talking about, hey, cuz, hey, man, I'm about to be a sheriff. You got to see my car. So I'm like, all right, I thought he was playing. He going to come over to my house in a custom police car, right? First of all, he's sitting on the back seat. Okay? You open up the back door and you see him sitting there. Then, for him to get out, I said, Shaq, it don't even make no sense for you to be a cop. You can't arrest nobody. They got to walk to you. You can't even get out the car. It take him 25 minutes to get out the car.
And how's he related to you? How's he your cousin?
My second cousin. On my mama's side.
On your mama's side?
On
my mama and them. You know black folks. You know who else I'm related to, too? Roy Jones Jr.
Really?
You're related to who?
No.
Roy Jones Jr.
Oh.
Okay.
But I didn't find out till he was getting knocked out all the time. I was like, you know what? I'm like, man, of course y'all gonna find out now where he can't even stay awake. But,
Who you got tonight? And for the finals, who do you have?
Hey, I'm going tonight. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I am going with the Cavs. It's an urgent situation for them to make, you know, to win, because not only should they win for the city, which I think will be great, Golden State, great team as well, but it's because LeBron's hairline ain't going to make seven games. So I'm hoping that he can get this done in four, because if not, he's just going to be bald-headed if they go seven games. I don't know if y'all realize LeBron gave up the headband. The headband used to be like a super soaker around the top of his head.
Right.
But then his hair was losing by the pound. So then he snatched the headband off, and he just started letting you see the scalp. But now, every now and then, when he gets fouled in the head, you realize there's something missing up in there. Because you know they got them crazy phantom cams now?
Yeah.
Right.
So they can see in your brain. You can realize the Rogaine, it ain't taking.
Oh, gosh. I think he stopped taking the Rogaine.
Oh, you do?
No. But see, this is what people don't tell you. The Rogaine work, but it don't work where you want it to work. Your hair don't grow on your head. It grow everywhere else. So your booty be hairy. Your calves is hairy.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
So you walking around with a hairy butt. People think something wrong with your drawers, like you got a diaper on.
And you just trying to grow some hair on your head.
You just trying to grow some hair on your head, but you got hairy calves and a hairy butt. It don't make no sense.
These teachers today, have you heard this story out of Houston? A 13-year-old got his teacher pregnant.
Man, you know how many, teachers I wanted to do that to? How did these kids get it done?
I don't know.
It was a fantasy when I was a kid. These kids are really doing it. Like, how do you get Miss Johnson to come by your mama house?
And that's what she did. She went by the boy's house when the parents weren't there.
What? In the classroom.
He hooked it up on Instagram, just like anybody else.
What he did, it went down in the DM. We went in a direct message. Now, did he get her pregnant? Please tell me.
Yeah, he did.
He got her pregnant.
Yeah, the family knew about it.
No. Yeah. So now he's going to be in the 12th grade. His son's going to be in the 6th grade.
Oh, my gosh.
They going to graduate college together? What? What kind of teachers are there now that they're doing this? This was unheard of when I was coming up. You never heard it.
No.
And it's something at that school, too, because another teacher was caught giving a student a lap dance for his birthday.
The same school, now, Bill.
Same school, different teacher, but giving another student a lap dance.
What school is that? What is that?
It's a middle school middle school in Houston.
Is that PS69? You take care of me, I take care of you. That's what that is. PS60. You know how many kids want to go to that school now? Mama, forget this Catholic school. Put me a PS69. They get it in. Yes.
And the lap dance teacher, you ought to see her.
And yes, she is.
And she's one of us.
No, yeah, she's older.
And she's older. She's like
got gray hair. Gray dreads.
Gray dreadlocks. And she's giving students lap dances.
Stella trying to get a groove back.
That's it.
And then I think when the teachers do that, man, they gotta do something to them, man. They gotta tase them or something. You gotta do something to them. You can't just let them go to jail. You gotta do something. They gotta do something, man. What can we do? Put them in a boot camp. Put some hot sauce on them, Jay.
Bill Bellamy, opening for Tony Braxton tonight in Atlanta at the Fox. And then he'll be in Austin this weekend, performing at the Cap City Comedy Club. Bill Bellamy.
Yeah.